Chapter 6. Crown Piece had told Pinky to be at the stable center at 8 o'clock sharp. It was going to be a long day for everypony, but even longer for Pinkie Pie, since she had no idea what she was doing. After she'd arrived, Pinkie Pie still had no clue what to do. She plopped herself down in the audience of the massive theater, with those butterflies still flitting about in her tummy. As she waited for Crown Piece and watched all the pop star ponies getting ready for their first day of rehearsals and sound checks on stage, Pinky felt as if her butterflies were multiplying like parasprites. She didn't belong here with these fancy, famous fillies. Pinkie Pie wasn't a star. She was just a simple party pony from Ponyville. She was about to stand up and leave when a familiar voice startled her. "Morning, Pinkie Pie. Sorry I'm late," Crown Piece called out, causing Pinkie Pie to jump up from her seat in surprise. "We had a crisis with the seamstress. Poor thing stayed up all night sewing the costumes for Songbird's new and improved idea." This was Pinky's chance.
"If you need some pony who knows fashion stuff, I have just the gal. Rarity, the best in the business. She would love to help."
"Oh, really? Rarity? I met her at the Popstravaganza. I'll tell Songbird about her generous offer." Crown Piece took a sip from her apple juice and wiped the sweat away from her forehead. "Anyway, I'm so happy you made it. You can just stay put for now, then we'll get you on stage to perform the choreography, okay? I told your other dancers to be here in 20.
"Other dancers?" Pinky said, puzzled. "But I don't have any other..."
"Oh, no," Crown Piece's face fell. "Please don't tell me I invited two random clingers to this exclusive rehearsal." She put her hoof to her head in agony. "I'll be in so much trouble with Jazz Hoof. I've been warned that he hates it when any pony sees his work before it's ready." Crown Piece rifled through her note files and read from a piece of parchment. "So you don't know Lyra Heartstrings and Bon Bon? They insisted they were with you." Instantly, Pinkie Pie flashed back to the past couple of days. Lyra and Bon Bon had been at Hayes Pizza, and then they'd joined her on the dance floor at the party. What exactly did those sneaky ponies want? Pinky's pinky sense was tingling. Something was fishy here, and it wasn't the tuna sandwich she'd brought for lunch.
"Oh, silly me," Pinkie Pie said to cover. "Lyra and Bon Bon are totally my other dancers. Yep, yep."
"Thanks, Celestia." Crown Piece wiped the sweat from her brow again and sighed with relief. Then she began to recheck her schedules. A few papers fell out and floated to the floor. Pinky snatched them up and passed them back to her. "Oh, thank you. I really have to fix that folder. It keeps doing that." Crown Piece blushed as she shoved them back in with the others. "Okay, gotta run. So much to do. You can watch from here until Songbird calls you up." All 8 nominees for Pop Pony of the Year stood on stage, dressed in their finest rehearsal clothes. Based on the exhaustive Glammy Week schedule Crown Piece had given Pinkie Pie, she was supposed to be around for all this stuff. But it was already so boring. There hadn't been any more parties or even an invite. Unless Pinkie Pie counted the waffle parties she'd thrown for herself and Gummy Snap, her pet alligator, that morning at breakfast. Every pony seemed super tired. Ritzy Rose and Moonlight Melody stifled yawns and tried to stretch themselves awake. They were clearly not morning ponies. They took turns sipping from a carafe of mint tea and complaining about the bags underneath their eyes. Pinkie Pie wondered if those two were always grumpy. It sure seemed like it.
"Welcome, nominees," barked Jazz Hoof, the show's resident host and director.
He trotted in wearing a purple jumpsuit and a rainbow sweatband around his spiky yellow mane.
"Obviously, you're all incredibly talented musicians, which is why you're here today."
As he spoke, Jazz Hoof marched back and forth across the stage like a cross between the captain of the Royal Guard and a supermodel.
"First and foremost, the Glammy Awards are all about you, you gorgeous creatures. Congrats, everypony."
Daisy Chain exchanged an excited look with Featherbangs. It was the first year either of them had been nominated. Daisy Chain for her sweet country tunes, and Featherbangs for his cheesy crooning. Feather winked at Daisy, and she burst into a fit of giggles. Countess Coloratura and Jeweltone rolled their eyes. That young stallion had no shame.
"It's true that every pony on this stage is nominated for Pop Pony of the Year," Jazzhoof said with a dramatic flip of his mane. He closed his eyes and turned his muzzle up to the ceiling of the theater as if he were mustering the strength to deliver the rest of his sentence. The sparkly eyeshadow he was wearing for dramatic effect caught the light. "But only one of you will take home the honor. So it goes without saying that these performances must be everything." Jazzhoof raised his perfectly plucked eyebrow. "If you want to win, that is." A murmur of excited whispers erupted among the nominees.
"Woo!" Pinky cheered into her megaphone. "Go Songbird! You can do it!"
She had wanted to throw some confetti, but she was all out. Pinky had just begun to look through her bag for some streamers or a supportive sign to hold up when Jazzhoof called out from the stage.
"Who's out there?" he shouted, annoyed.
"It's me!" Pinkie Pie called out. "Don't worry, I think I have an extra rubber chicken in here if it encourages you. Chickens are birds, so that works!"
Pinkie shrugged and waved the chicken in the air like a pennant flag.
"Go, Song Chicken! Whoopsies! I mean, go, Song Bird!"
"Song Chicken? What in the glittery go-go boots is that pony on about?"
Jazzhoof muttered to the musicians. "Don't worry, I'll take care of this." He rolled his eyes and turned back to the seats.
"This is a closed rehearsal. Please leave at once, whoever you are, or we'll have you escorted out by security."
That pony was so rude that it made Pinkie Pie want to storm out. But instead, she decided that maybe she could teach Jazzhoof and these pop ponies a thing or two about friendship. Pinkie Pie was here to stay, whether they liked it or not.